This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. After years of winning national competitions, years of praise in major publications, there's no longer any question Michigan does indeed make some of the finest white wines in the nation. If we've struggled anywhere, it's been with Michigan's reds. But based on the recent sweepstakes round at the annual Michigan Wine Competition in East Lansing, things are looking up for Michigan Reds. Chris Cook is here to tell us more. He's our Detroit Magazine's chief restaurant critic and wine writer. And we should note, Chris, you certainly know about that wine competition because you're the superintendent.
That is correct. That is correct.
Tell us, who are the judges so we get a sense of who's making the declarations about Michigan's Reds?
Well, what we do up there every year is we bring in judges from outside. We have 12 judges from Michigan, and then we bring in 12 outside judges. These outside judges, many of them are from California, and they're pretty high-quality judges. The thing that universally was the case this year is not just the whites but the reds. And the reds, I'm talking about not the old hybrid grapes that we know from Michigan that produced so many sweet wines years ago, but Cabernet Sauvignon, Pinot Noir, Cabernet Franc, Merlot, and they were just remarkable. And this year, I think, was really one of those benchmark years in wine for the state because of the reds, because we passed over this kind of mythical border where you make quality red wines that are totally competitive with other colder climates. I mean, I'm talking about northern France and those areas, not the riper style of California or Australia.
What do you think, after all these years of a lot of love for Michigan whites and maybe not so much for the reds, and suddenly this year the reds are there in force, as you say, these kind of really serious reds. What's happened in Michigan to make that so?
Well, it's been happening slowly, but this year the thing that was so surprising to me is that we get into the final round where we always have our great Michigan whites. This year we had 17 of those in the final round, and we had 17 red wines too. Now, normally reds in Michigan, you get two or three or four make it into those final rounds. This year there was an equal number of whites and reds.
Were you surprised?
I was shocked. I was shocked. I mean, everybody was just sort of sitting there shaking their heads and saying, this is Michigan? And yes, this is Michigan. What's happened, I think, is that the industry has taken a long time to get reds down correctly. Red is a harder wine to grow, and certain aspects of it are harder to evolve in a colder climate than you do in a warmer climate, and particularly our colder climate. But these guys now really have control on the reds. And what we're seeing is we have equality to places. In terms of quality, I'm talking about now, not in terms of numbers, but quality, to Washington State and Oregon and places that people know Pinot Noir for, and the northern areas of California where it's cooler. So it was a great benchmark event and in a year that really showed us a lot of what we can do in the state.
What do you think that might do to what we'll see offered on menus and what we might be buying at the store?
I think I've been on your show before and I've used this term. I mean, we're suffering from this Michigan version of Malinchismo that the Mexicans talk about. Anything we make here can't be as good as what they do somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And we got Michigan Malinchismo when it comes to wine. Mm-hmm. And I wish that Michigan restaurants would get over that. I think they eventually will. But as with a lot of things, they're going to have to be told from the outside, hey, you know, your wines are really good. You ought to be putting them on your menu. And I think I hope this will trickle through and get into the restaurant wine list.
Interesting. Well, we'll have to keep an eye out for these Michigan Reds, as you say, these varieties that are really serious, strong contenders in the wine world. And here is Michigan, thanks to the results of the annual Michigan Wine Competition in East Lansing. Chris Cook is our Detroit's chief restaurant critic and wine writer. Thanks for being here, Chris.
Thanks for having me.